Next question was Preeper Robert. That's Preeper. The P as in Paul. P-R-E-E-P-E-R. P as in Paul. Preeper. P-R-E-E-P-E-R. Robert. R-O-B-E-R-T. Preeper Robert. Date of birth, 1-4-71. Date of visit, 6-23-25. Give me a copy for Patrick Garrett. That's G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Garrett Patrick. Next paragraph. Dear Patrick, thank you for sending Robert Preeper for evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is the this is a 54-year-old overweight male who has a history for shortness of breath, orthopnea, and wheezing. Has been coughing and bringing up clear to yellow mucus in the mornings. The patient feels congested and has episodes of wheezing and shortness of breath with exertion, and has trouble functioning well at his job, which is in construction. He went for a chest CT in October of 24, which showed bilateral pulmonary nodules measuring up to 5 millimeters. And were in the right mid-lung zone. There was mild central lobular paraseptal emphysema. The patient has been on inhalers, including a Breztri inhaler with some relief, but he continues to have wheezing spells and cough. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history is significant for recurrent bronchitis and allergic rhinitis. He has had ear infections with mastoiditis and surgery for the same. He has hypertension, denies diabetes, and has history of snoring and possible apnea. Next paragraph. Habits of patient. Smoked one pack per day for 30 years and then quit. Alcohol use, none recently. Next, family history. Mother had COPD. Father was treated for bladder cancer. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next, habits. Patient smoked a pack per day for 30 years. Alcohol use. Oh, I'm sorry, I mentioned that already. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed, no urinary frequency or flank pains. He has shortness of breath, wheezing and coughing spells, and no hemoptysis. He has no abdominal pains but has heartburn and no diarrhea or constipation. His occasional chest pains, no calf muscle pains, no leg swelling. He has depression and no easy bruising. He has some joint pains, no muscle aches. Yes, yes. No headaches, seizures, memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This is elderly. I'm sorry, this is a middle-aged, averagely built white male, alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 130 by 70. Pulse is 82, respiration is 18, temperature 98.5. Weight is 246, saturation 95. HE and ear nasopharyngeal pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, trachea midline. Chest equal movements with scattered wheezes bilaterally, prolonged expirations, no crackles. Heart seems to be irregular, small S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1+ with no growth, molars, cranial lens grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1, asthmatic bronchitis. And number 2 is COPD. Number 3, exogenous obesity and possible obstructive sleep apnea. Number 4 is hypertension. And number 5 is depression. Next plan, the patient has been advised to use a nebulizer with albuterol solution 2.5 milligrams, ipratropium 0.5 milligrams, 3 times daily. Also advised to use Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs, BID. Advised to get a follow-up chest CT to evaluate the lung nodules. And advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilators. A copy of his labs will be requested and a follow-up is arranged in 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Patrick Garrett, MD, G-A-R-R-E-T-T. Please add in the final diagnosis of obstructive sleep apnea. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne.